Hey everybody, what's good? This is the Blacker Than Usual podcast, a series of politically based conversations that unpack the underlying gaps within Black culture, business, and relationships. Your host, J-Dub, that's me, strives to address the crucial conversations that will strengthen the connection towards moving our culture forward. Listeners should expect an informed conversation from personal experience and thought-driven insight on the top issues affecting our Black and Brown communities. So with that, sit back and enjoy.
Good and terrible.
Well. We're back. We're at a special session, a special time in history. I hope we're all on the right side of history. But allow me to give a few details on what's happening. I don't know if you've been in Tennessee here recently, but there was a school shooting. A private school called Covenant School shooting. It was horrific. They won't release the manifestos, you dig? We don't know what the shooter's mind state was. She was planning to go to a mall, a Green Hills mall in Nashville. Well, populated mall. There was another school in the area she was looking into going to. Didn't go there. Decided to go to Covenant School. Come to find out, she used to go to the school. What was going on in the school, I don't know. But there are stories, rumors going around that some real shaky business was going on. And all of that possibly added into her wanting to come in there and harm people. Who knows? We may never know. They don't want to release the transcript. So be it. Let's get back to the focus. The crime happened. The murders happened. The sickness slain of innocent babies and faculty that day. Six of them. Tragic. Well, it sparked outrage across the country, and so much so that it got back to Tennessee, and our legislator here, our 113th General Assembly, said they're going to hold a special session in August. Here we are. It's August now. The special session has just concluded. It concluded with some of the most obscene things we've ever seen in government and leadership. My generation and many generations before, it just ended today. Today's August 29th. And well, this is the special session. Blacker than usual. We're going to unpack a few things, and I'm going to make it real brief, but I'm going to make it real. Let's go back to what happened after the shooting. There was removals of three prominent, outspoken Democratic leaders in our Senate, Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson. They stood up and was like, hold on. We need some type of laws done, represent these babies and these children and these mothers that are here. We need some gun reform, something. And just for them speaking out, they were removed from the session. Well, thanks for all of us, our voters, constituents, supporters, came back and reinstated all three of them. All three of them got reinstated. So that's a blessing. That happened around August 4th. We had a general election. We put them right back in their rightful spots. That's great. That was good. Leading up to the special session, all the parents wanted were red flag laws, mental health laws. Red flag as in throw a little red flag when you see things going awry, when things go bad, gun reform, some background checks that actually make sense. You shouldn't be able to go get a gun at 12 o'clock and walk out clean as day by 12:45. Some red flags. If you have some mental conditions, some prior convictions where you are a harm to the threat to society, you should not be able to come and get that. There should be a red flag that goes off, and a whole host of other things. That's all people wanted. And of course, mental health is always overlooked. Now, I believe it's turning into the woke. Mental health is turning into a catchphrase, if you will, to where it's going to be misused, misappropriated, and underfunded per usual, disrespected even per usual. That's all the parents and the community wanted. But guess what? That special session started on August 21st. And as you can probably imagine, absolutely nothing came from it. The session ended today with the most robust display of ignorance, of denial, and deflection that any of these legislators have ever seen. Governor Bill Lee, the governor of Tennessee here, has vanished. Have you seen him? I ain't seen him. Nobody has seen him. You got your stooges and your cronies out here manipulating law and neglecting the cries of the people, silencing our representatives. And the governor, who oversees it, he ain't nowhere to be seen. This man ain't tweeted, ain't pulled up a picture. Is he alive? I don't know. The rumor has it that he's running possibly for vice president on a GOP ticket. I don't know. The boys know the good old boys, and Governor Lee is by far one of the top ones. He's running silent. Is he running for president, vice president? I don't know. Is he hopping on the Trump or DeSantis ticket? I don't know. His policies and his legislators do reflect that, but we shall see. To be determined. There'll be further episodes on what the hell Governor B. Lee is doing. Right now it's FTK, if you know what that means. And this is the action that he passed down to his leadership and his General Assembly. But let's get into what did transpire, okay? During this time, the General Session, they hired a whole bunch of lawyers and a whole bunch of fake individuals, demonic, bigoted individuals, to come up with a few piss poor, lackluster, non-competence bills. One in particular that sparked a lot of heat was for more SROs in a school. Another one was for guns for everyone. These two things in particular started a lot of chaos within this special session. Now, whoa, hold up, Dub, you're going too fast, slow down. What is the SRO? Is that a new Greek organization? No. These are school resource officers, my brothers and sisters. You know, we used to have one called OT, Officer Turner. Shout out, Officer Turner. He led our school great when I was a Metro Nashville Public School student. Interact with the kids, you know, protect us as we go to the bus stop, maybe help up break up a fight or two. And, you know, just in case somebody did come in there and get rowdy, you know, from another school. OT shut that down. Yeah. Personable. Actual officers retired, still on the force with the police department that knew the kids, knew the environment, knew the culture. Yeah. That was cool back in 02, 03, 05, and 06. But fast forward to today, these SROs are not the same. The legislation that just came down through the state is putting more SROs in these schools. So now some of them don't even have any, but some will actually qualify to have two to three to a whole bunch more. And not just SROs that are working for Metro friendly family favorites like I used to have, but SROs that are retired combat veterans or just any yahoo that takes an 8-hour course and wheels his gun around and come over and watch over you and your children's school. I would say that's just adding to the school to prison pipeline. We already see how 10-year-olds are getting handcuffed thrown in the back of cars. 14-year-olds are getting prosecuted. We already got dogs walking around MMPS schools right now. Ironically, these dogs and additional SROs are heavy in our black and brown schools, right? You see that. That's a whole mission to overthrow the public school system. That's another post, but that's another convo. That's another crucial conversation that we're going to have later. But yeah, SROs, an increasing of SROs in our school just came out. They're putting it on Chief Drake. Well, they said if Chief Drake allows these to go on, he'll catch heat from the city. You damn right he will. If he doesn't allow it to go on, he's not doing his constitutional right as a chief. And they'll try to remove Chief Drake, a black man. You see how they put him in a trick bag? Damned if you do and damned if you don't. But that ain't what we asked for. The other thing is guns for everyone. Guns for everyone. For who? Yeah, me, you, and your mama too. Anybody on school grounds, on churches, on public institutions, on public libraries, or anywhere where guns currently aren't okay to have, now let this legislation, this special session, have it. They put through a bill that said, well, we want everybody to get it. Everybody that got a gun, just bring a gun. Because just in case of an active shooter, any Jimbo, Bob, and Terry can pull out and let loose. responsibility will be on them who gets shot or not. Yeah, yeah. That went through. It got to a 9-9 split, and I believe it was Representative White who shot it down in committee, but I think it came back up again, I do believe, and they ended up tabling it. Either way, it's coming back January 1st. What's January 1st, Dub? January 1st is the start of the next session. This little special session is all cap. It was a solutionless session. Just for them to put some stuff out, just for them to act like something was going on, and they're going to revamp this baby all over again come January 1st. We must be vigilant. Last but not least, I would say anything they're about to claim, mental health. Reporting to law enforcement, but not to the Department of Mental Health Services. So, me and my cousin Anthony have a dispute. The police pull up. They're going to say both of us are crazy. And instead of actually, you know, I don't know, guess we're crazy and send us to the proper people to help crazy, mentally deranged folks like the Department of Mental Health. No. We're gonna circumvent that. We're gonna just send you straight to Metro and have you done criminally. Have you processed as a suspect and a victim and the one who pulled the trigger and shot himself. You want us to go to Metro and make this a legal battle where our mental state is being judged by law enforcement instead of an actual trained mental health professional. That's wild. So you see how those three things are different from the red flag logs and common sense background checks and mental health things that the parents and the people of the state and the world ask for? Yeah. Big difference. Another thing that came from the special session is the continued attempts to remove Justin Jones. Well, hold up, Dub. Didn't you just say they kicked Justin Jones out and we voted him back in on August 4th? Yeah. I said that. But as of last week, I believe it was the 26th? What am I counting there? I want to give y'all right information. Today's the 29th. So as of last week on the 23rd, they try to kick him out again. Why they try to do that? House rules to suspend for a remainder of the session. And also on day 3, last week on the 23rd, they said he spoke out of turn. They said he was out of order. They said Justin Jones got a little attitude. But again, Chairman White, don't let the name fool you. It goes along with his character and his complexion and his voting background. But keep it on topic. Yeah, they tried it. As of Monday, yesterday, the 28th, special rules that this supermajority put into place themselves told Justin Jones that he was out of order twice. Didn't get Senator Pelosi out of Brentwood, Peloso, Palico, Plinko out of Brentwood, whatever the name is, representative out of Brentwood. They didn't do that to him. No. They just did that to Justin Jones. They said Justin Jones was out of order and muted him, silenced him where he couldn't even speak. Not an expulsion. Just overall, Negro, sit down. We cutting off your mic. You can't say nothing else today. Wild, ain't it? It's wild when you have a majority that can do things. I'm sorry, they can do things like that. Specifically to our black and brown people. That's what they accustomed to. That's what they were told to do. Now, who told them to do that? Oh, this sorry motherfucker of a speaker named Cameron Sexton. He is the Speaker of the House. 186 Homestead Drive in Crossville, Tennessee. 38555. Works in banking. Office address is Suite 600, Cordier Hall Building, speaker.cameron.sexton@capital.tennessee.gov. Can be reached at 615-741-2343. He's a married man, Republican, excuse my language. Wife named Lacey, 3 children, Greer, Oliver, and Nathaniel. Got a BA degree out of University of Tennessee. Hey! In 1994. Oak Ridge High School of the class of 1989. Was classless then and classless now. But Oak Ridge High School's finest. Cameron Sexton. This mother here decides who's out of order or in order. This mother here ignored Justin Jones today when he wanted to submit a no confidence vote, and this is man's leadership over the General Assembly. Cut the man mic off and just moved on to the next question. He wanted to get a parliamentary question asked. Parliamentary means I'm going to check with the clerk. I'm going to check with the front desk person just to figure out when I can say something, since you want to cut me off all the time. Just ignored all of that. Mr. Sexton, you are a scum of the universe. Your teeth is crooked. Your smile is crooked in the ways and that. Oh, the disgust that come across my soul when I even see your face and how you are leading this General Assembly. I have no confidence of anything. Republic, Democratic, it's only seditious speech that comes from your mouth. It's only sinister motives that come from your brain. I feel sorry for your mother. I feel sorry for your wife, Miss Lacey Sexton. God bless you, sister. Well, I don't know. In Crossville, there ain't much up there to look forward to anyway. There ain't nothing in Crossville, Tennessee. And it damn sure is not with Mr. Cameron Sexton residing there. He is a Speaker of the House that has allowed all of this to go on, to perpetuate the ignorance and the hatred and the bigotry and the lack of care. Not just for black and brown communities, but for all citizens and babies and killings in Tennessee. Oh, but oh, wait a minute. Before I get off him, I can't lead off. Majority Leader William Gary Lambert II. I don't know who the first was, but he was probably a mup too. A cowardice mup. Yeah, out of P.O. Box 812 in Portland, Tennessee. Number 615-741-1980. Give these mothers a call and let them know how annoying and how frustrating and how deplorable their actions are and what they've shown here in this general session, in this special session at that. These two individuals have single-handedly neglected our rights as citizens, as voters, as a community. They constantly do this. It is a planned effort at this time. And it's so unfortunate. Come 2024, we are going to have to vote collectively to get as many of these motherfuckers out. That's it. There is no other option. We will hold you accountable. One thing, you're going to find out one way or the other what the people have been protesting and screaming and begging and tearfully shouting about. Because these motherfuckers don't seem to get it. A boycott is needed. Now, when I say boycott, look it up. I mean, we remove ourselves from these things. We have to remove ourselves from these institutions when it is clear and evident that they do not care how we feel, our culture, how we live, how we even convene. They just don't care. Our lives do not matter to the Tennessee General Assembly. We must boycott that. I don't care if you want to come in there and hold your signs up. That means absolutely nothing. We see that. I don't care if Justin Jones and Justin Pearson want to get up there and do righteous things, because they don't care. We've seen what they do with that. I would like for the Black Democratic Caucus and every Democrat in that building to boycott. The special session is over now. They rapidly ended it for now because nothing was done. But when it starts back up January 1st, I would prefer a boycott, because they're not going to get it any other way. Well, their jobs will be on the line and their careers. I don't care. And I hope in the following months they get that same energy. I don't know. We got some cowardice people in our Democratic Party, so I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But if it's up to Dub, all of them would sit the hell down and show them better than we can tell, beg, and plead to them. As of last Saturday, let's send a moment of silence and a prayer up to the three victims in Tallahassee, Florida, that lost their lives to get senseless hatred and gun violence. Just days before this session ended, days before the session even started, we have the same thing in our southern states that are going on. But our state legislator ignores it. They see it as not an issue. They're trying to give out more free locks, y'all. As if locks aren't already free at any police station, you know, you can go get those. They put more locks out. That's it, y'all. The Covenant shooting. Representative begging and pleading, getting kicked out, voted back in. Simple request for mental health and gun law safety and all of that. And what they get in return? Safe storage locks for free. And then to get exiled, shut down, ignored during this special session. A special session of bull crap. I'm proposing a boycott January 1st. These boys don't want to play, then don't play with them. They don't want to play ball, take the ball, go home. They're going to rule you in contempt, non-serving your duty anyway. Let's wait till 2024. Get organized. Get organized, as Huey P. Newton said, and vote them out. In the meantime, let's not facilitate with the things that are going on in this general session. They are not for us, and they never will be. They made that quite clear and evident. So, with that, I'm not going to labor any more than that. This has been Blacker Than Usual Podcast, a highlight on the special session, the specialists session. That ain't even a word, but roll with it. You know what I mean. We need to pray for each other. Pray for our children. Pray for our babies. Pray for not just Tennessee, y'all. Look over the whole South. Let me, one more thing. We put this into context. If the South keeps falling to this nature, Tennessee will be leading the way in its failure. Tennessee is the Bible Belt, y'all. It is the buckle of all the racist hatred, slavery, indoctrination that goes on in the South. If Tennessee shows up even more emboldened through this special session, and then come January, the South, it's a wrap. We're at an all-time high of war and tribal bigotry amongst our people. If Dr. King and Brother Malcolm were alive right now, they would be pissed off. We got all these spiritual leaders. I don't want to see no more pastor saying nothing more pastor, bishop of the third rock from the sun, of Mount Zion, cornerstone, moonlight, missionary, Pentecostal. I don't want to see no more of that. Because they ain't doing nothing except talking and giving us politically to what they think. There's no action being done. We are having to rely on 14 to 20 senators in here against 75 other redneck Klan members. It doesn't work that way. Dr. King and Malcolm will be floored, livid at what's happening in Tennessee and the entire South. Dr. King said this was once a place of enlightenment here in Nashville. Oh, if he came back to life and saw what's going on right now. Would they be proud? They would. They would be leaving a revolution. It wouldn't be moms down there with flags from the Covenant School. Nah. This would have happened years ago. And it would be extremely heightened right now. Let's keep this same energy, folks, going into the new year. Until then, this has been a special sessionless episode of Blacker Than Usual to highlight the special session. Like, subscribe. I got some more of these coming.